you may have heard about this mythical concept called time management. I can hear you saying, wait a minute, I use time management all the time. I work hard to manage my time so I can have work-life balance. Well, if you missed the Monday Morning Mindset from 2 weeks ago, I explained that work-life balance is also a mythical concept. Yes, there it is, I said it. Not only is work-life balance a mythical concept, you can't manage time. Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and Monday Morning Mindset. This place is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. It is your mindset. Your mindset determines your success, whatever it is you're doing, whether you're running a marathon, running a business, or trying to run your life. And you can develop a stronger mindset. It is a skill that you can get better at. So, yes, here it is. I'm back again with something to blow your mind. You cannot manage time. Time management is a myth. I first came to the realization that time management is a myth when I wrote my only book, but it sounds so much cooler to say it was my first book. I don't have any plans to write another one yet because it's a lot like running an ultramarathon, a lot of work, and it's very, very much similar to being an ultramarathon runner. My book is called How to Be Your Own Boss, available on Amazon Kindle and in paperback. Yes, that's a shameless plug. How to Be Your Own Boss by Eric Dieter. I wrote in that book that time management is a myth. So what is this about the idea that I'm saying that you cannot manage your time? Well, think about this. Let's think, when you manage something, whatever you're managing, it suggests that you have some amount of influence over the thing that you're managing. And most of the time we think about, if you're a manager, you're managing other people. So if you're managing other people, they're supposed to listen to you. They're supposed to pay attention to you, and they're supposed to do the things that you ask them to do. Now, you don't have complete control as a manager. I mean, that's, management is different than control. But, if you're managing people, you make the decisions that affect what they do and when they do it to some extent. So think about this. If you're managing, how much influence do you have over time? I mean, time in general. Just think about time as a constant force. Can you tell time to slow down? Can you tell time to speed up? Can you tell time, hey, wait for just a second, I got an assignment for you as soon as I get off the phone, and have time waiting for you outside the door, pausing, yes. There is a quote that says, time and the tide waits for nobody. You can't manage time. Time is going to do what it does. Time is a constant. The only thing you can manage is yourself as you move through time. You manage your decisions that you make as you move through time. You're not managing time at all. Just yourself. Now, I can hear you saying, well, isn't that the same thing? I mean, it's just a difference in words, right? Well, no, it's not really the same thing, because the words that you use to describe everything, everything in the world, the words you choose to describe something affects the way that you think about that thing you're describing. Words matter. And the way that you think about the thing determines the way you interact with it. So if you're using the word manage and attaching it to time, there is a subtle shift in your mind. Time management affects your mind and the way you think about what you're doing when you say you are practicing time management. See, your mind creates, if when you say the words time management, your mind creates a slight separation between you as the manager and time as the thing being managed. Now, yes, I know that there are a lot of people who excel at time management. They do fine with the term, and the people who are, they have their calendar, and it's very, very effective for them. But there are those of us out there who aren't quite like the rest of those people who are so disciplined with the so-called time management. So this, and part of it, as I think, comes from this slight separation between you and what you know, and time. It is probably a subconscious thing. When you are doing what you call time management, it was typically called time management, what you're actually doing is trying to manage yourself as you move through time. Actually, what people consider time management, what you're doing is you're creating a budget. You're not managing your time, you're budgeting your time. You have, same with all of us, you only have so much time. And nobody gets any more than anybody else. We all get 24 hours, and you know, you can break that down into minutes and seconds, and you know, however much you want to break that down. But we all have the same amount because we're all living within time. Time is doing its thing. Time is, you know, they say time marches on. Time is marching on, and we're just here going through it. And we all get the same amount. And we get to choose how to spend the time. You're managing yourself. You're budgeting, and you're making decisions about what you're going to do with the time that you have. We all have the same, and we all make different decisions about how to spend it. So I think here you're saying, okay, what difference does it make? What difference does it make whether I'm budgeting time or managing time? Or what is it? What is the difference? What I call it? Well, when you're managing time, that separation between you and time gives you just a little bit of relief from the responsibility of what's going on with time. See, when you're thinking about managing your time, you know, we all have interruptions, we have distractions. Of course, there's always the cat videos on YouTube, and then of course Facebook. All of those things are out there, kind of lurking as you're doing whatever it is you're supposed to be doing. And so there's always this discrepancy between what I'm supposed to be working on and the thing that I'm doing right now. Because oftentimes those distractions take over. And if you are managing your time, there's a little bit, it's like, okay, you know, I can click on that cat video. I can check Facebook. I know you get a ding or a notification. Whatever it is distracting you from what you're supposed to be doing, if you're managing your time, you've got that little separation. You're not quite fully responsible for those things that are like have to be taken care of according to the way you feel at the moment. When you look at it, the fact that you're really managing yourself, that puts the responsibility on you and your decisions. Yes, it's a subtle difference. It's a subtle mindset shift, but oftentimes the difference between success and failure comes down to just tiny changes. Think about the Olympics for one thing. Oftentimes, you know, the gold medal winner or the world record comes down to tenths of a second. Or consider the story of Natalie Bickers from episode 76 on the Ultra Marathon Mindset podcast here. I talked to Natalie Bickers. She entered the Moab 240 trail race out in Moab, Utah. The cutoff time for that race is 113 hours. Now, to give you perspective, that's 4 days, four 24-hour days, plus another 17 hours. Natalie entered that race. She did all the things that she did what she needed to do to keep moving, take the rests. She crossed the finish line. 113-hour cutoff. Remember, she had 113 hours to cross the finish line for it to count. She crossed the finish line in 112 hours, 59 minutes, and 58 seconds. 2 seconds before the cutoff. Now, you may not be an Olympic athlete. You may not be in a competition. But consider this. The way that you think about time, the way that you look at time, does influence how you act. Maybe it's a subtle shift, but it will give you that slight edge. And sometimes the slight edge, you know, ask Natalie Bickers, the slight edge, slight little bit of time, slight decision here and there may mean the difference between success or failure. So shift your mindset about your relationship to time. Don't try to manage it. Manage yourself. Take full responsibility. Get that slight edge. Go for success for whatever you're doing. Now, if you want to make a shift in your mindset, I would be glad to talk with you. I offer a free 25-minute conversation. You can go to ultramindsetpodcast.run. There's information there on how to get on my schedule. Be glad to talk with you and help you make maybe a small shift, maybe a big shift, whatever it is you're dealing with. Be glad to talk with you about that. Go to ultramindsetpodcast.run. If you're on a desktop, it's on the right-hand side. If you're on your phone, you have to scroll clear to the bottom to find the place to get on my schedule. Thanks again for listening. I will see you next time.